Our scripture reading this morning is from Isaiah chapter 8, verses 1 through 22. If you're using the Pew Bible, this will be found on page 728. What's going on in this chapter is an explanation further of the events of the previous chapter. And King Ahaz's failure to trust in the Lord has resulted in what looks like an apparent escape from trouble, from the attacking Syrian and Israelite armies. It looks as though his ploy to align with Assyria has worked, and that they've achieved their escape by political machinations and shrewdness and worldly wisdom. But now a greater problem is coming. The Assyrian invasion will happen to Judah, and it will be described in this chapter as a mighty river that will overflow its banks and almost completely overrun the people of God, even up to their very neck. And yet, due to the promise of the coming Emmanuel, due to the presence of God always with his people, God's people shall not be utterly overcome. Rather, it will be the enemies of God, the enemies of God's people that will ultimately be destroyed. Look at verse 10. Take counsel together, but it will come to nothing. Speak a word, but it will not stand, for God is with us. We are to be those who not ever trust in the strength of men, but to trust in the Lord our God and his word alone. And thus the chapter concludes with that exhortation to fear and trust in him alone, in the certainty of his word alone. Who are we going to trust? Under whose word will we submit? Well, let us now give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Isaiah 8, 1 through 22. Then the Lord said to me, take a large tablet and write on it in common characters belonging to Maher Shalal Hashbaz, and I will get reliable witnesses, Uriah the priest and Zechariah, the son of Jeberechiah, to attest for me. And I went to the prophetess, and she conceived and bore a son. Then the Lord said to me, call his name Maher Shalal Hashbaz. For before the boy knows how to cry, my father or my mother, the wealth of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria will be carried away before the king of Assyria. The Lord spoke to me again. Because this people has refused the waters of Shiloah that flowed gently, and rejoiced over Rezin and the son of Remaliah, therefore, behold, the Lord is bringing up against them the waters of the river, mighty and many, the king of Assyria and all his glory, and it will rise over all its channels and go over all its banks, and it will sweep on into Judah. It will overflow and pass on, reaching even to the neck. And its outspread wings will fill the breadth of your land, O Emmanuel. Be broken, you peoples, and be shattered. Give ear, all you far countries. Strap on your armor and be shattered. Strap on your armor and be shattered. Take counsel together, but it will come to nothing. Speak a word, but it will not stand, for God is with us. For the Lord spoke thus to me with his strong hand upon me and warned me not to walk in the way of this people, saying, do not call conspiracy all that this people calls conspiracy, and do not fear what they fear, nor be in dread. But the Lord of hosts, him you shall honor as holy. Let him be your fear and let him be your dread, and he will become a sanctuary and a stone of offense and a rock of stumbling to both houses of Israel, a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and many shall stumble on it. They shall fall and be broken. They shall be snared and taken. Bind up the testimony. Seal the teaching among my disciples. I will wait for the Lord, who is hiding his face from the house of Jacob, and I will hope in him. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are signs and portents in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells on Mount Zion. And when they say to you, inquire of the mediums and the necromancers who chirp and mutter, should not a people inquire of their God? Should they inquire of the dead on behalf of the living? To the teaching and to the testimony. If they will not speak according to this word, it is because they have no dawn. They will pass through the land, greatly distressed and hungry. And when they are hungry, they will be enraged, and they will speak contemptuously against their king and their God, and turn their faces upward. And they will look to the earth, but behold, distress and darkness, the gloom of anguish, and they will be thrust into thick darkness. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.